Russia's women tennis players get a lot of attention, but the country's men are pretty good, too. Today in the semifinals of the Davis Cup, Russia won the first round of a face-off with the United States. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Russian Marat Safin overpowered American Andy Roddick in straight sets in front of a jubilant crowd in central Moscow's Olympic Stadium. Safin says he's just finding his top form after a series of injuries.
I was lucky. He played good tennis, and I was a little bit stronger than him.
Later, Russian Mikhail Yuzhny beat American James Blake to give Russia a 2-love lead in the 5-match contest. In the U.S. Open earlier this month, Roddick beat Yuzhny to reach the finals. But speaking before today's clash, U.S. Davis Cup captain Patrick McEnroe said now the Russians are on their home turf, it's the Americans who are the underdogs.
I think it's a very, very close match. I mean, I think both teams have experience and both teams have played well recently.
Russia has produced perhaps the largest crop of top players to come from any one country within the last decade. Maria Sharapova won the U.S. Open this month, and Nikolai Davydenko and Mikhail Yuzhny reached the semifinals. But it wasn't always that way. Soviet authorities shunned the Tsar's favorite game as decadently bourgeois. Tennis didn't catch on in Russia until former President Boris Yeltsin took up a racket in the 1990s and began seriously promoting the sport. Yeltsin's coach, Shamil Tarpishev, is Russia's Davis Cup captain and head of the National Tennis Federation. Tarpishev is building a major national tennis center in Moscow and says winning the Davis Cup for the first time in 2002 symbolized Russia's arrival into the game.
Victories like that are great because they encourage children to enroll in tennis schools. If we win the Davis Cup again, it will give tennis another big push forward.
Some of Russia's future tennis stars practice on an indoor court near the Kremlin. Coach Yekaterina Kruchkova trained top players Alena Bovina and Vera Zvonareva here. She says the sport has exploded because emotions play a big role in the game, and Russians are emotional people.
But you can tell if someone has the right talent to become a star immediately. There are specific qualities needed for tennis: hand-eye coordination, reading the ball and responding. Kids either have it or they don't.
7-year-old Danya Zakhribayev says he loves tennis and wants to become a star player. You can earn lots of money, he says. Back at the Olympic Stadium, hope is not lost for the United States team. There's still a doubles and 2 singles matches left to play against the Russians this weekend. Whichever team wins here will go on to play Argentina or Australia in December's final. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.